never let us on the pulpit teaching truth. This truth will never be taught in the mainstream churches. Never. They won't let us. Because it's truth. They want to be politically correct. They want to protect their little tithing money. Okay? And they want to do little feel-good messages. You know, the sad part about it is this is what's killing God's people. And yet they'll pray. I couldn't believe I was telling Mark this, this afternoon. I actually was in a service one time and the preacher was praying for the right drug to be used by the doctor. And I wanted God to be kidding me. Or the right chemo agent. I mean, that's how ignorance, ignoring the truth. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. It says my people. It doesn't say the atheist. It doesn't say the agnostic. It's my people are destroyed. We're here because we don't want nobody destroyed in this audience. We want to give you golden nuggets of information to make an informed choice now for you, your loved ones, your children. If you don't listen to this, you will step on a landmine. At least be aware of them. You know what? You make your decision after this. I can't do nothing about that. My job is to sow the seed, hope it grows. And a lot of people are not going to listen to this message. And it is a hardcore message, but it needs to be taught. This is it. We only have a few years left. And now they're really going to crank the heat up. Now what are you going to do when they run the biologicals on us and you're wiped out from all the Krispy Kremes and the Cokes and the Dr. Peppers and your health is in the dirt? Remember what I told you about the germ theory? It's either going to take hold or it's going to be rejected. The people that are going to live through the Holocaust, the biological Holocaust, that's going to come soon, I'm giving you some prophecy here, it will come soon. And it's either going to be a bird flu or a derivative of it. It's either going to be a smallpox scare. It's going to be devastating. Absolutely. So now, are you either going to listen to us and prepare yourself and get healthy and your blood healthy and your pH right and your immune system strong and your nutritional status strong, getting exercising, watch the stress factors, and you know what? The seal is on you. The mercy and grace will come upon you from the Lord because you're obedient. And none of these sicknesses will come upon you, just like it says in Exodus. Deuteronomy even it promises you will never get sick as long as you're under the wing and of being obedient to God's principles. Just like the law of gravity. You break the law of gravity, what happens to you? Nobody can break the law of gravity. You'll illustrate it. You'll illustrate it, not break it. You jump off of a building 10 stories, I don't care if you're Billy Graham, you're going to die. Out of that ignorance, ignoring the truth. Okay? Okay, so let's get into some of the questions and answers. First of all, I want to explain to you now that symptoms are the intelligent warning signals of the disease. They're not the disease. Medical science will teach that the symptoms are the disease. If they can somehow get rid of the headache, they cure the disease. They can somehow get rid of the heart pain, they cure the disease. They can somehow get rid of the skin rash, they cure the disease. The cellular malfunctioning is still there, and it's getting worse. So I'm going to tell you the dangers to this. If you take a pharmaceutical sorcery pill, and you continue to sniff the wire, and the symptom does go away, and the illusion is, well, we're laughing, it's David Copperfield medicine, it's the illusion. They just run a magical shell game on you, that's all they do. So the cells are still toxic, they still got heavy metals around them, they're still solidified from your margarine and your Krispy Kremes and all the garbage. Lack of water, the vitamins are going like this, they can't get in. And then the cells start degenerating and the cellular screens come in. Symptoms, blinking oil light. You go to an MD, they sniff the wire. Cellular engines are still toxic, but you know what they just did? They added toxins to toxins because now the drug has toxins. So now, you have a pH problem, you got more acidity because of the hydrochloric acid in the drug. Now you drop your pH even more. Now you're worse on two factors. They just rob more nutrition because drugs rob nutrition to break it down and hydrolyze. Now they just made you worse in three different conditions. The drug just robbed more water out of you. Now you're more dehydrated. The drug just robbed more oxygen out of you. Now you're more highly deoxygenated. The drug just wiped out your immune system. You're more immunosuppressed than you started. Is that getting you well? No, it's the illusion of getting well. Your headache will go away if you take codeine. Your headache will go away. But your cellular malfunction is still intact, and it's getting worse. That's what you don't feel, because you muffled the cry. It'd be like somebody getting raped, and you walk over there and close their mouth and allow the rape to go on. That's how brainwashed we've been to an MD. All they know how to do is wipe out the warning signals of cellular malfunction, and they leave it intact to get it worse. So now you see the scam, the shame of the game. They want you in the hospitals. It's set up that way. They want you to never address cellular functional disorder. They want to make sure you stay dehydrated. They want to make sure you stay immunosuppressed. They want to make sure that you take more drugs. They want to make sure that you're not eating right. They want to make sure that you don't address the true issues of disease process. And guess what? They got a repeat customer on their hands. So you got the medical money go round rolling. Another office visit, another prescription, another MRI, another CAT scan, another X-ray, another office visit, another prescription, another MRI, and they spiral it down, vacuum your money out of your insurance, and they stick you in the hospital. And I will argue with anybody on that. Because it's proof and truth. And anybody who has the Holy Spirit knows what I'm talking about. It is truth. That's what it starts to do. Nothing scientific about it. Now, I'm going to prove my point here. Here's how I get MDs in 2 minutes when I speak to them. I look at them and say, what is the nuts and bolts? What's human composition? What's the cells made of? What is the body made of? And if they say chemistry, I say, okay, what type? They don't know usually, but it's organic. There's a difference between synthetic, inorganic, and organic chemistry. We have to come from the building blocks of the human body. That means what the skin is made of, what the hair is made of, what the eyes are made of, what the hormones are made of, what the cells are made of, we have to eat, drink, breathe, and breathe them. So it has to come from nature. It has to. It has to come from a plant. There's a scripture that tells you that. What is it? It's in Revelation. I'll give you a hint. The leaves of the trees are for the healing of the nations. What's in the leaves of the trees? When you do juices, you take the leaf and you run it in. You get the life force attached right to it. The homeopathics. You have the herbs, botanicals. Comes from the bark, the roots, somewhere from the plant. In fact, the blood of the plant is no different than our blood. Did you know that? Plants have blood. What's the difference? Chlorophyll and magnesium on the plant side, and hemoglobin and iron on the other. One's red, one's white. You rip a leaf, it bleeds white, you can push it out. And actually, as a healing force, when you rip a leaf, let it go and come back 3 days later, it mends. Just like a cut. It has life force. So when you juice it, or you get it from the plant that's a life force, life begets life now. The life transfers to your blood from their blood. It's a transference of life. That's what creates the medicinal properties for humans. Water is very electrical conduction. So most people are dehydrated. We have a quantum body scanner that we use for diagnostics. And almost everybody that we put on there, almost everybody is dehydrated. They don't even know it. Because they don't listen to the thirst mechanism. When you're thirsty, you've been dehydrated. And your lips are cracked. You've been dehydrated a long time. So there's no thirst mechanism up until the point when you're severely dehydrated. So you have to force the water in. You got to carry it around with you. You take a half a pound of body weight. Your pound, whatever you weigh, cut it in half of 20 ounces. You have per day. Not per week, per day. Mm-hmm. That's good. And you have to replace the fluids though. Just like if you're in a sauna or if you sweat a lot and perspiration, you do have to replace those fluids on top of getting hydration. So you're looking at a gallon of fluid. It's a lot of water. Just to keep up the flow, you know, with no loss. So remember this, children, that every single thing of the body does is intelligence to healing, crisis, healing, everything. Why does the body's nose run? What's the purpose of a running nose? The flush. It's trying to get out bacteria, viruses, pollens, you know, allergens in the nose that are caught, and the body produces a sticky spider web mucus, and it tries to flush it, if you allow it to. Here's an MD. Let's give you a decongestant. Let's stop up the runny nose. You know what they just did to you? They dried up your membrane and shoved the poison back down your throat. Now they only made money on the office visit and the prescription, but they also made money because it elongated your illness. Three triple whammies it just did on you. When you cough, why is it? Why are you coughing? It's trying to get something out. And your cells, your mucosal cells produce sticky spiderweb mucus to trap it and move it into an orifice, and hopefully you'll cough it up. What does an MD do? I'm going to prove that they're stopping, they're curing the cure. They stop the cough up. I know it's more comfortable, and I know a lot of people are looking for comfort. And sometimes you don't be coughing all day. But they just stopped up the cough mechanism and shoved the poison back down your throat. Now you're sick longer. And made money on it. What's diarrhea? What is the purpose of that? Time to flush the toilet, because you didn't. You're constipated. The body's going, hey, look at it. You haven't had a bowel movement in 3-4 days, or maybe one, and you're not getting it, so I'm going to produce water, fluids in the colon, and I'm going to flush it for you. I know it's uncomfortable when you get this, but the body's telling you, look, you're so toxic, and you're so acidic, that I'm going to have to do my own detoxification, and I'm going to make you have a runny nose, I'm going to make you have a cough, I'm going to make you sweat, I'm going to make you defecate, I'm going to make you urinate, I'm going to do everything I can to dump it, because you're not. And that's all it is. It's all the body's telling you. It's intelligent warning systems of cellular functional disorders, depending on where it's located. And then the doctors are just sniffing the waters. Now you see the evil behind that. How evil that is to just sniff your water. It's like bringing your car to a mechanic, and you leave and this mechanic looks and makes sure you're not looking and says, I don't feel like lifting the hood, I'm just going to sniff the water. You bring the car back to it. Would you bring it back to the mechanic if he did that to you? Why would you go to an MD who does that to you? Amazing. But we're looking for the quick fix. So it's our fault, not some of yours. I'm talking, I'm preaching the choir, but it's the sheeple's fault because they're looking for the quick fix. So they're demanding that quick pill to cure the ill. Okay? So let's get into some of the factors of disease process individually, and then I'll show you how you treat it in an allopathic way and in a naturopathic way to show you the difference of who's the real doctors out there now. Okay?
Huh?
Right.
But think about it. If that
consistency
shows Joe,
that's
should have been Harry.
Mm-hmm.
It's just more Harry.
Absolutely.
And you know, there's nobody can read that
much of what
you can read.
Exactly. And that's very good that he said that. That there's no way of knowing these doctors, no, I don't care how good they are, chemists. There's no way of them knowing what a drug's going to do to you because everyone's different. All our body chemistries are totally different. Our toxic levels are different. Our nutritional statuses are different. Our hydration levels are different. How we react to that chemistry is different. So they're telling guinea pig on you. There's no way of them knowing it. And the samples are done by drug reps. Talking about prostitution. You have drug reps that are paid by commissions. So their motive is to sell drugs to doctors. They'll lie, they'll cheat, they'll steal, they'll do anything they can to get a contract for Squibb, Windsor, for Pfizer to an MD. So they knock on the door, and a lot of them are very provocative. You know, their breasts are hanging out if they're female reps. They know nothing about chemistry. They're whining and dining the doctors. Maybe you like Caribbean trips. Maybe you like free phone service. And they get them to sign on the dotted line. Here's reality. They're drug pushers. They know nothing about the chemistry of these new drugs. They'll tell the doc that minimum side effects. They'll tell them what they want to hear, just like our politics. Tell you what they want to hear, what you want to hear, and then they get elected, you don't see anything. So they get the contracts, and then they give them free samples. Those samples are given to you on a guinea pig style. There's no way, possibly, you could know what that drug is going to do you, on top of the drugs that are already in you. Because most people are 4, 5, 6, 7 drugs. They're walking drug factories. I get these patients that are on a drug to get up in the morning, they're on a drug for the depression, they're on a drug for their joints, they're on a drug for to go to sleep because the amphetamine in the morning, they kept them up so they couldn't sleep at night. And then the 3 drugs then hit cause the gastric bloating, and then one drug is antagonistic to the other and just a walking drug factory. I'm going to show you my point here about the evil behind the system. Remember we're talking about how they train the body in a bunch of truck parts, car parts, and they segregate it. You know, like the liver, what's separate from the kidneys, what's separate from the heart, cut the neck off, here's psychology, you know, here's cardiology, here's nephrology, you know, here's hepatology, here's gastrointestinal specialist. Why would they do that knowing it's a lie? Why would they continue to teach that in med school? What's the purpose behind that? Specialists. Because they know the right hand doesn't know what the left hand's doing. They love to talk to each other. And this system knows that diseases are multi-pronged. In fact, when they create disease, I'm going to show you one of the landmines, chem vapor trails. Does anybody not know what a chem vapor trail is? Chemtrails. Everybody in here knows that?
No, I don't know.
Okay. Our government is spraying our air. So look out the window and you'll see white streaks in the sky. Tic-tacs all, they fly back and forth. And they spray you with melathionine and ethylene dibromide and biological variants. And there's nothing you can do about it. Because if you bring them into the courts, I got proof of it, with our body scanner. Our body scanner is picking up biologicals. And unless you've been to Iraq, get them somewhere. And they're small enough just to get you sick. They're not lethal. The variants are so tiny, they become airborne, and they dissipate. You know, they dissipate in the sky. They look like clouds after about 4 hours, but they'll linger. If you watch a chemtrail versus a GPA jet fuel trail, a GPA jet fuel dissipates in 2 minutes. It goes away. It's very thin. This is white, smoky, and thick. And it just stays there, and eventually it just turns into this cloud. And it has an aluminum filament to it, like it's like a spider web aluminum that attaches the microorganisms, because otherwise the microorganisms would dissipate. So it's got to be bonded to something. That's how sick these guys are. And these are one of the Luciferian landmines you have to know about. We're in the end times here. You know, it's amazing to me that the scripture says, I pray that you be not ignorant of Satan's devices or Satan's schemes. And all of the churches are totally clueless. They know we're in the end times. And when April talks about vaccines and we talk about chemtrails, they're like, that can't be happening. But yet they'll say that, hey, oh yeah, there's an evil one out there that's here to kill, seek, and destroy. Amazing to me. Well, you can be that deceived as a Christian to know that we have an evil enemy, at least it's up in about 7 years or less, and there's things that he's doing behind the scenes to kill us before he leaves us. And when you talk about it, oh, that can't be happening. Amazing. But again, my job as more of an Elijah type of John the Baptist message is I am not going to be giving feel-good messages. I'm not a feel-good message teacher. I'm going to give you truth, whether you like it or not. My blood's off my hands now. I don't care what you do with the information. My job is to give you that wisdom. You know what? It's amazing to me. Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. This is very powerful to understand this. Wisdom is correlated to the spiritual side of man. You're either wise or you're dumb. Wisdom. Depending on what you're standing under. Understanding. So the understanding is your soul. What are you picking up with your eyes? What are you listening to? The wisdom is how you bridge the knowledge, edge unknowing, no edge. Edge unknowing is your physical. That's what you're reading books. That's what you're picking up with data and fragmented facts. Whatever you're reading and watching is what you're going to be dealing with as a bridge of understanding. What are you standing under? Are you standing under false information of disinformation and misinformation that's fragmented? Or are you going to the grassroots narrow gate to truth? It has to go grassroots. There's nothing in boardrooms or nothing in the wide gate of conformity of institutions. They're all half-truths. You need to know that. It's what they want you to know based on a New World Order agenda. So when your kids are going to school, they are going to be taught New World Order agenda. It's not the truth. History is not the truth. Jesus Christ is probably the biggest history teaching project on the planet, and they don't even touch it. They don't touch about the real assassination. Who really assassinated Kennedy? What was the real factors behind history? None of it's taught. What about the Illuminati and the trilaterals and the committees of matter? What about the power control of our government? Can you imagine if they really taught true history? What would happen? The uproar? Amazing to me. These teachers really believe they're teaching truth. Mind-boggling. But yet, you've got to understand that the narrow gate of grassroots information is where you go. So you have your knowledge, and then you have your understanding. What are you standing under based on what you're watching and what you're listening to? You're either wiser or you're dumber. Wisdom. You're either wise or you're dumb, depending on what you're standing under or your edge unknowing. So you have to go outside the box to get this information. Use the internet. Everything that I talk about can be measured on the internet. You can punch in Chem Vapor Trail, and you'll see a plethora of research that will just be there for 2 weeks reading on it. This is Russian technology. Here's another landmine, HARP. Does anybody not know what HARP is? H-A-R-A-R-P. And angels don't play this part. No? It's called High Aerial Active Research Project, and it's in Alaska. And this is Nikola Tesla, brilliant researcher in the early 1900s. And they can manipulate weather patterns. That's where you're getting all of your weather manipulation of hurricanes, tsunamis. You know how they do it? Anybody want to know? This is very interesting. They have 1 billion watts of voltage that they can cut into the ionosphere. It's a laser, huge towers. And if you get on Google, punch in HAARP project. HARP project. Never know about it. and huge towers, and they cut into the ionosphere to heat the upper and cool the lower. Remember the project, was it Anu? Nianyu, where they heated the waters. El Nino. Remember when they had the waters at 130 degrees? That was their experiment. That was them doing it. And they used the satellites to carry them, their lasers. And so what they do is they cut into the ionosphere, they heat the upper and cool the lower. Now what do you get when a cool front and a hot front mixes? Vortex. There you go. So when the vortex starts creating, they steer with scalar waves. They use the eye. And I'm going to prove my point here. This is going to defy physics. When you had 12 hurricanes hit one summer, and they hit in the same spot, you would win the lottery 4 times before that would happen, naturally. But yet, we bought the lie that that's happening in nature. Here's defying physics. When that last one hit, or hit New Orleans, it went up. The state, he came inside and then went up the state to Fort Lauderdale, remember, and it turned on a dime and went down the middle. It's impossible because hurricanes don't turn 360 turns, number one. And number two, is they die out on land if there's nothing fueling it. So what was fuel? Where was the moisture of the ocean in the middle of the state fueling the eye? Where was that? You know what they did? They fueled it with scalar waves off the satellites. And they can bring it in, they can move it right, stir it left, speed it up, slow it down. That's why it was brought up to 180 miles an hour to get over the Gulf, because there's heat and cold fronts in the Gulf. So they knew they had to get it to Category 5 to get it over into New Orleans. So now the question is, why would they want to hit New Orleans? What would be the motive behind the global elitist agenda? Number one, catastrophe. They wanted, it was a bowl. It's the only city on the coastline is a big bowl. They know if they could get a hurricane in there, bam, devastation. Guess who comes to the rescue? FEMA. Good old FEMA. Guess who contracts FEMA? Oh, it's just coincidental. Now you got a little cronies with a Bush, you got your Cheney and Rumsfeld, you got Halliburton, all involved in the renovations. That's number one. Number two, you know what they do, just like if you were in a car accident, you bit high? This is the skin games they put. If you got in a car accident and you were unethical, you'd want a high estimate. And even if they cut the check half of what your estimate is, you're still making out. So what they do is they stretch the estimate to $12 billion in damage. It only costs maybe $4 billion. And guess who pockets the $8 billion when they cut the check? Thank you very much, Bush. Thank you, Doorbell. Nope, there you go. Thank you, Cheney. And everyone gets their pockets padded. That's number one. Number two, there was something there. They used an excuse to kick up the oil salary. What was it? A refinery. They never used any of it. So the sheep bought that lie, saying, oh, it hit the refinery and we have to get the prices up. Why didn't they lower it back down if that was the problem? It's supposedly been fixed. It's been 2 years. And they still have them at $3 a gallon. So they don't have to lower it because the sheeple will never say anything. That's the problem. What the hell? Exactly. Oh, you think too much, right?
You.
We got to think past their nose, people. And I truly believe this is a remnant of Yeshua, of the Lord. And we have to be leaders here because I'm going to tell you now, it's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. And if we don't wake up the sheeple, at least get messages to them, it's just, they're going to continue railroading us. And it's happening in 9/11. That was government caused. Again, defies physics. That was a dead nation. If you look at how the buildings went, they imploded. It was a dead nation. Exactly. A plane can't do that. So how did they get away with that lie? Because we don't think. Pastor knows. What's the agenda? Fear. They use their little boogeyman, Bin Laden, and pop him out of his cave once in a while. Get a little message, pop him back in. You know what's amazing to me? They can pick up on America's Most Wanted within 2 weeks. The most wanted drug dealers and murderers are picked up in 10 days. And we can't find the most wanted man on the planet in 5 years, 6 years. He's probably on Bush's ranch with a Mai Tai. Amazing how they buy. You don't understand how silly this is, but we buy this stuff. The CNN propaganda machine, the counterintelligence propaganda, Amazing. And you know what's amazing? They're filming them. They're filming them with this message, and they can't find them. They got a clip on CNN. They can't find them. They got a film crew there. Amazing. Okay, so let's get into some of the diseases here, some of the treatments of how you treat it God's way versus man's destructive way.
You talk a little bit about salt, and salt probably takes a bad hit, raising blood pressure, doing this and that, and a lot of the alternative doctors are saying salt is beneficial and it's necessary.
Exactly. Absolutely. And this leads into what I was going to talk about. Satan is a master counterfeit. That's all he is. It's the best he can come up with. His counterfeit, what God has already done. Yahweh. So what he's done is we bought the lie that this is bad or this is good. And here's the games they play. It's called Hegelian dialectic. And what they do is they throw out truth, thesis, and then they throw out a lie, antithesis. And then they get synthesis. And you know what they're doing there? They're dumbing you down to the point where you go, look, I don't know what's true. I don't know what's a lie. I don't care anymore. I'll eat what I want. I'll drink what I want. I don't care. They try to desensitize you and dumb you down. That's purposely done. So you got to be discerning with the Holy Spirit to know what's truth and what's not. Okay, for example, with the sodium lie. Sodium is a mineral that is needed by cell process. But sodium chloride is poison. So what other sodium is out there that will be on God's side? Something that is ionic. Your minerals have to be ionized or ionic form. If they come from a carbon chain construct of petroleum, they won't utilize. You cannot pick up dirt and eat it and get your minerals. You cannot eat a stick of chalk and get your calcium. Your body won't utilize a rock shale formation. It's metallic. So again, half truth. Again, pick a perfect about a half, 80% truth and 20% lies. That's how he works. And he gets you to believe that calcium carbonate is just as good as calcium gluconate or calcium hydroxyapatite chelate. He's got you, because you're eating chalkboard chalk.
How
long do
you think when the
the honey, that's all symptoms though, there's not diseases. I'm going to prove my point. What's the cellular malfunction to diabetes? Wait. What is it? What's the cellular malfunction? Beta cell malfunction. Now the question is, what's causing beta cell malfunction? Very simple. I'm going to reiterate this. I'm going to get this in your spirit. Toxicity. Hydrogenated fats. They harden. So they get in and they gum up the receptors. So they clog them up. So they can't receive the intelligent nutrient as a kind of a recipe of the case. There's certain nutrients of cofactors, of vitamins and minerals and enzymes that make insulin. They make the neurotransmitters. They make your hormones. They make your peptides. And if the cell is all gummed up, picture this, it's all gummed up with white flour and sugar and pesticides and, you know, all the vaccine contaminants and acids, and then they can't receive the intelligent nutrient to make the insulin, or they can't receive the glucose, you're in trouble. And then your blood sugars are altered. So this is a symptom. The blood sugar problems, this is your problem. So what would you do? What would be the solution to that? You clean up the cell. What? You have to detoxify. It's not even an option. If you don't, absolutely, you do the whole body to get to the beta cell, because you can't just do the colon only and get to the beta cell. You just can't do the liver only. Yes, so there's a system right on the table that I two of mine. I can only bring up two, so first come, first serve. But I can mail the rest out. But I developed a system for the cleansing of the body temple. And this is very interesting in Scripture. 72 references to the cleansing of the body temple. What is the scripture in Romans, and see how big you are, that tells you about the polluting of the temple? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, you are not your own. You're bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit. There's two bodies right there it's talking about. And spirit and body. How do you glorify God in your body eating Krispy Kremes and Coca-Cola and Dr. Peppers? Or genetically modified sliced food. You know, they're putting human genes into tomatoes now to make them last longer and brighter. They're putting flounder genes, fish genes into strawberries so they don't frost at night. You know what that's doing to us? These hybrids, these mutant hybrids, are foreign DNA. And DNA speaks its own. That's how dangerous that is. If you take a glandular, let's say a bovine glandular for a thymus, where does it go? It goes to your thymus. You take a bovine thyroid, where does it go? Goes to your thyroid. If you take a mutant hybrid, genetically modified half fish gene, half strawberry, where is it going? It's going to your DNA. And then it asserts itself. Who knows what that's going to cause? They don't even tell us anymore. That's why organic foods are not even an option in these enzymes. You have to go organic.
What did you say ionic? Are you referring to
liquid? Ionized is a form from plants. It has to come from plants. This is very interesting, is when you have a root of a tree or a plant, it has an enzyme through photosynthesis of the sun to transfer that shale metabolic or metallic mineral. That rock shale has to be transferred to an ionic form, and it can only be done through the sun and through plant. So you can eat the plant, but you can't eat the soil. You can eat the algae in an ocean, you can't drink the water. There's minerals in ocean water. You can't drink it. It'll kill you. Because it's not the right form. You cannot eat dirt and expect to get minerals, but you can get the plant from the dirt and eat it.
Or the fish.
So you have the secondary factor of photosynthesis that makes the proper form of ionic. So it usually will say ionic form on the bottom. Whole food concentrates, that's what you look for vitamins. If it doesn't come from the plant or the fruit or the vegetable, it's synthetic, S-I-N. It's a sin to put synthetic into a human biological machine. It's rejected, that's why there's side effects. It's amazing, the human cell is looking at, would you please give me something living from plant? Would you please give me water and vitamins and minerals and oxygen and proteins and essential fatty acids and glycosugars? And then a synthetic Frankenstein concoction comes in from the laboratory. You know what that cell is doing? It's looking at that synthetic chemistry and going, what is in you that I can use for building blocks, for cell process? And this is how I get the MDs, and go back to, I ask MDs what's the body made of. Chemistry, okay. What type? Organic, okay. What is the structure of the organic chemistry? What's the building blocks to cell? They didn't know it. I said, you know what the cell runs on? What the cell is created for health? It runs on, like these guys, water, oxygen, 23 amino acids, carbohydrates, complex carbs. It runs on essential fatty acids, which is your good fat. So now there's another lie between the good fat and the bad fat. And then they remember the lie that just says, get off fats, old fats are killing you. That'll kill you if you get off fats. We bought that lie for a while, that myth. And then they say, oh, no, it's not the fats, it's the carbohydrates. We need to up the carbs and drop the protein and drop the fats. And you wonder why everyone's got obesity on their hands. And then they go, oh, no, it's the Atkins diet. Oh, we need to drop the carbs and nothing and run ketones. And then you can eat pork and sausage and you can eat anything you want on your protein side. Just make sure you don't eat no fruits and vegetables. You just cut up your nutrition out. Now you die of heart disease or cancer now. Again, magical shell game again. Lies of the world. We bought that lie for a while. And then now we bought the cholesterol lie. You need cholesterol, people, to make sex hormones. Your cholesterol is needed for the brain. Your cholesterol is needed to build the phospholipid membrane, the skin of the cell.
So what compound should
it be? It doesn't matter. Cholesterol has nothing to do with the type. It's the HDL-LDL ratio. And it should be 100 over your age. If your age is over 100, it's a total cholesterol reading. As a form. So you want your HDL, not LDL. HDL is high density, that is good cholesterol. And then the low density is the bad cholesterol that's produced by a toxic liver. The reason why people are getting high cholesterol readings is their liver is so polluted that it's spitting out LDL, the bad. If it's clean and it's filtered, it starts synthesizing HDL. And what's the cholesterol used for? I mean, let's get back to when someone gets an atherosclerotic plaque buildup in their arteries.
What's the hole?
That's right. What's it trying to do? What's the cholesterol? It's intelligence. What's it doing? It's patching the nick. You know where the nick came from? A diabetic, yeah, almost a thing, but a diabetic, where would it come from if you have diabetes? Well, ask me, what does diabetes have to do with heart disease? Because they link it. Here's the answer. If you're dehydrated in the water, and you got sugar filled around your blood, what does sugar look like in the microscope? Crystal, it's like a rock. Picture a bunch of crystals running in your arteries and veins, and it's nicking. Nicking and nicking and nicking. What does the body do to patch up the nick? Cholesterol creates a lip. And then the other saturated fats and your other garbage are floating around, and it's creating a lip. It's collecting. So if you have a big twig in a river, look at the bottom of that twig. It's going to be dragging a bunch of soot and algae on the bottom. It's just going to collect debris, and it's going to use cholesterol, calcium, iron, solidify hydrogenated fats that you're eating, hydrogenation, and it layers up layer by layer, and it's just a matter of time before it blocks new arteries. Cholesterol has nothing to do with it. It's the patching from the cholesterol. Cholesterol's good for you, not bad for you. Again, another lie. Wish I had a week. I could tell you so many lies out there. They're all lies. Cholesterol's a liar. The germ theory is a lie. The gene theory is a lie. It's not in your genes, people. It's the expression on the genes. Another half-truth. So your gene substrate's here. It could be weak due to vaccine injury. There's your weakness. There's your genetic defect from mom and dad. The vaccine injury to the DNA. But let's say you have a four-cylinder engine at birth in a certain area of the body. If you keep that gene strong with good nutrition, exercise, pH is right, immune system strong, nutritional status is there. You keep that gene strong, you'll maintain that four-cylinder capacity for the rest of your life. You'll never get sick. It's when you feed that weak gene with negative thought processes and sugar and white flour, and then all of a sudden that gene goes to three cylinders, then goes to two and to one, and you're sick at 9 years old. You put yourself in the dirt. A lot of times it's the parents, because they feed them Frankenstein foods from birth on top of a weak gene. Now you're really in trouble. It's never the gene, it's the expression, negative expressions on the gene, day after day, week after week, month after month, and that cell is either degenerating or regenerating, depending on the total hits and variables of environment, what somebody's screaming, of your dad screaming at you, yelling at you, a negative hit on the gene, what are you speaking, what are you thinking, negative or positive, what's your nutritional status hit on the gene, what's your water status, what's your oxygen status, what is your thought process. So if you combine all the hits on the gene from Monday morning to Tuesday morning, and 80% are positive and 20% are negative, guess what? The genes are going to go this way. Strengthen. If 80% are negative and 20% positive, the cells go this way. Degenerative. It's the total variables. It's never one element on the gene. Okay? What was it? The genes. You were saying about the cholesterol. This was real important. Oh, getting back to the drugs. When the human cell, and it runs again on, I'm going to fill this in water, oxygen, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, antioxidants. You know what I did? I looked at the MDs when I caught them one time, and I said, can any MD tell me one drug on the market, one, same one, that has any vitamins in it, any minerals, any enzymes, any antioxidants, any essential fatty acids, any photon light, any water, some building blocks to cell process, and I'll just quit and walk out the door. Name one. They couldn't come up with one. Now why are you sticking synthetic chemistry into a human biological machine when the cells run on water, proteins, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, antioxidants? You know what they're doing? They're manipulating cell process, not modulating. Modulation is like tuning in a piano, or tuning in a radio in between channels. The body runs on balance, on equilibrium, homeostasis. So when you manipulate the heart with a cardiac med, it just sends a cellular scream to the other nine systems because the cells talk to each other. Picture this. 6 billion people on the planet. Picture this in your head. 6 billion, all picking up a wireless phone. This is how the human body operates. All 6 billion picking up a phone and making a phone call. So 6 billion conversations are going on between the United States, Japan, Russia, China, Canada, the whole world. Okay? Then picture everyone having three-way on their call on their wireless. And everyone having three-way conversations. 6 billion three conversations. Then picture everyone having a conference call. Every cellular phone has the capability of 1,000 conversations times 6 billion. Times that by about 50,000, 60,000, and that's what's going on in your body right now. Every single cell that makes up the heart, the liver, the kidneys, the spleen, the brain, is a fiber optic phone system of communication, and the blood is your wires. The blood is the vector of communication through photon pulse waves, electromagnetic pulse waves, hormones as a signaling molecule, peptides, and it's the same language we use as analogy. We speak in sound. You guys are picking up what I'm saying. I'm spitting out sound. You know what I'm saying? Through communication to the brain, to the ears, through vibration. The cells use languages of peptide language, hormonal, neurotransmitter for the brain cell. They use photon light language from the sun. And so the languages, just like we use German and Polish and Scandinavian, they use different languages, just like we do. We communicate, cells communicate. We remove waste, cells remove waste, as long as they're healthy. We respirate, cells respirate. We create progeny, cells create progeny. They make new cells. That's like we have daughters and sons, daughter cells. We have organs, cells have organelles. We have skin, cells have skin. So you can take a microscale of a cell, to us as microscale, it's the same. We eat, they eat. We drink, they drink. Problem is, our environment's polluted, their environment's polluted. When the blood river is contaminated, what do you think the environment is for these human cells? Again, it gets back to what are you eating, drinking, breathing, and bathing and totally per day, and what are you eliminating is the key. Now, if you can invert it, this is what I do in my practice, I teach the patients, if you can stay away from the landmines, the Luciferian landmines, and put a shower in your shower filter, you don't eat fermented foods, you eat organic foods instead of conventional, you drink real water, not tap water, you don't shower in it, doing things like switching your shampoos and conditioners to non-toxic cosmetics. Don't be painting your skin with Walgreens and Eckerd's lotions that have all of the chemicals you can't pronounce, let alone digest. You can't pronounce it, you can't digest it, remember that. These chemicals, this is hard on these boxes of the food in these Frankenfood stores. And it's 9-10 aisles of dead, refined, processed Frankenfoods with chemicals this thick on the back that you can't even pronounce. And you're eating this stuff, where do you think it's going? The liver's churning it out, the kidneys are trying to break it up, your immune system, Pac-Man's being wiped out, trying to churn it. And you know, eventually, you know, your body will eliminate, hopefully. But if it doesn't, it's lodged in weak links, chains of organs, path of least resistance, there's your disease. And then the cells get gummed up, they can't function, blinking oil light comes in, and we wipe it out with a drug, and it gets worse and worse and worse, and then pretty soon you have a payday in a hospital situation.
You mentioned this, you know, Frankenfoods, genetically modified foods, what's falling, that kind of part. Are you noticing any specific, can you identify any specific damages from the synthetic or from the GM corn and soybeans and potatoes?
Yeah, and then also the Terminator genes. They're actually putting Terminator seeds so the farmers have to buy them every year. They terminate. Now, if it's going to terminate in 1 year, what do you think it's going to do to you? It's going to terminate you. It's your DNA mutant. So when you eat the seed, what does the seed do? When you eat seed, it goes to the DNA. That's where we come from, the seed, the sperm cell. Some of Shattered Evolution systems on this subject. This will be shattered in 2 minutes just by the human being construction. You take a zygote that's made from a sperm and an egg, live two cells. You have one cell, and this DNA knows how to make a whole human body on its own, 100 trillion cells on its own. And then it templates out like a copy machine. Now you have two embryonic stem cells. You have 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 128, 356, and it keeps exponentially doubling for about 2 weeks. And it stops in its tracks, and it looks like a raspberry in 2 weeks. It's about a billion cells. Each one of these cells, remember, knows how to make a whole human body if it wants to. But it chooses out of nowhere to break off the embryonic cluster, and one forms the spinal cord, one forms the heart, one forms the intestine. And they break off, they differentiate, they start cracking off and forming, and actually forming the organs and know how to stop when the stomach is done. They know how to stop when the spinal cord is formed. They know how to stop when the spleen is done. Here's the kicker, evolutionists. How do you explain that these cells can know how to know what to do and break off and differentiate when the brain is not made until the third month of gestation? There is no brain, physical brain, telling these cells what to do. So how do you explain the intelligence behind these molecular machines and how they know how to stop and form tissues without anything linking to them to tell them what to do? They can't answer that. That's how you get it in less than 2 minutes. These Huxleys and evolutions. And the answer to that is, we have 100 trillion cell brains. We have 100 trillion brains. And the nucleic brain, that's inside the nucleus, is where the DNA is linked to God. So I'm going to show you something that no scientist knows yet because they don't have the Holy Spirit to figure this out. You have the spirit and the soul and the physical body, and I want you to know this revelation. Because it's something that you can teach others ahead of time because you'll never read this in textbooks. You have three sections like a trinity. We're trinity. We're spirit, we're soul, and we're body. And Thessalonians tells us what? I pray your spirit and soul and body become blameless to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Three parts, not one, not physical, not just spirit, not just soul. It's three. So if there's three parts in the body, there's three connections to the cell. So where would be the spiritual connection to the cell? Where the formation of God. What's God's form?
Spirit.
Fluctuating, intelligent energy. There's no form to him. So there's a part of the cell that has what's called quantum energy fields that is a link to the intelligence of God. It's inside the nucleus where the DNA is. And they call them subatomics. There's quarks, neutrinos, tachyons, muons. And these are the quantum physicists' discoveries of the quantum subatomics that are pure energy fields and can't be picked up with a microscope. That is, we have 100 trillion cells totally linked to the Holy Spirit, so the spirit linked to the spirit of the human cell, and that's what cells runs, that cellular engine. It tells us how to speed up, slow down, make a hormone, make a neurotransmitter, make a peptide, and there's constant communication relay system from every cell to the Heavenly Father. So not only does he run the universe, he runs every one of your 100 trillion cells times 6 billion people simultaneously. Not only does he know the hairs on your head, he runs every cell of your body, if you let it. Now, you can alter that by what you eat, what you drink, what you breathe, what you bathe in, this thought, this thought. You can alter that, but ultimately, if you allow him to, in a healthy state, he runs all 100 trillion cells. And that's how the cells know how to make synthesis of hormones and neurotransmitters and the intelligence behind the molecular machines. The soul realm is the DNA, and the DNA is a coil of electro on one side, magnetic on another, and there's your electromagnetic pulse waves that come from the outside that come in and they wind up the coil. This is your cellular communication link. This is your soul realm. This is where you get your emotions and will from. And then the physical length of the cell structure of the membrane. The skin communicates to our body like our cellular skin phospholipid membrane communicates inside the cell. And this is what I'm working on to bring it out. So this will shatter medical science. There's another thing that will shatter medical science, if it's allowed to happen, is all of their myopic research like this has led to compartmentalized teachings. So you have a brilliant molecular biologist like this trying to look for all the answers, and he really believes that if he can compile enough data and facts under his microscope in molecular biology, that he's going to find all the answers of disease etiology. And then you have a cellular physiologist locked in his closet over here, he's thinking the same thing. You got a quantum physicist over here, he's thinking the same thing. You got a nutritional biochemist over here, you have a microbiologist over here. You know what the answer is? This is how simple it is. The human cell runs on 10 sciences simultaneously, just like a car engine does not run on valves only. It doesn't run on pistons only. It doesn't run on a carburetor. It doesn't run on the... It runs on all the nuts and bolts in the systems at one time. So the cellular engines, if you can picture this, if you can superimpose 10 spokes over the cell, around cell, and each spoke signifies each science, and they run it synchronized, all at one time. So the right hand doesn't know what the left hand's doing on all these scientists. And if they ever picked up the phone and said, you know what? I have a feeling I'm 1/10 of a wheel here. And if I can learn the other 9 spokes, I can step back and see the rainforest instead of looking at a bunch of trees. So they're looking at an oak tree, and a walnut tree, and a mahogany tree, and they really believe someday they're going to see the rainforest. The wisdom of this world is foolishness to me. I will take the fools of the world to confound the wise. I'm the fool. I'm considered a fool. in their eyes. But everyone in here knows it's true, that all 10 is superimposed and the cellular engine runs on all 10. So one spoke of the wheel of the molecule side is wrong, molecular biology. Another spoke of the wheel of cellular physiology. Another spoke of the wheel of microbiology. That's the cellular environment, and that's the pathogen part of the cells, the germs, the viruses, the bacterial forms. Nutritional biochemistry is the building blocks of the cell. Electrogenetics is the DNA of the cell. And here is revelation of science right here. I'm going to give to you, lay it all out. At best, they've come up in the secular world, at best, they've come up with the interwoven link between mind, nervous system, and immunity. They've already shown that it's interconnected. You can't separate it. It's called PNI, psychoneuroimmunology. Then they came up with one more, now it's psychoneuroendocrine immunology, PNEI. Now here's common sense, all of you. If they can figure out psychoneuroendocrine immunology link, why couldn't they figure out circulatory, pulmonary, neuromusculoskeletal, gastric, lymphal, augmentary, hepata, nephroimmunology? Because it's all the systems, not just four. They can figure out four. They should be able to figure out 12, huh? Why haven't they done that yet? Because Satan has blinded them from doing this. Because you know why? That gets out. Guess what, Harvard? Guess what, Baylor? Guess what, Loma Linda? Throw your research up. We're starting all over again. Because it'd be useless, their textbooks. Because it's all built on lies. Then you separate the body parts and create the just married around. So you have a general practitioner that knows nothing about neurology, knows nothing about immunology, knows nothing about psychology, all the G's, all the J's. So you start with the GP with your sickness, and he gives you an antibiotic, anticortical steroid, you know, the general practitioner type medicine. And then he says, you know, Mr. Jones, you got some neurological problems, you got some anxiety issues, I'm going to have to send you to a neurologist on the next gist merry-go-round. You go to a neurologist, and he looks at you like this, like the nerves are cut out, and he's an expert in the nervous system. So then he runs $3,000 of testing on you, and he gives you an anti-anxiety med. Anti-anxiety med for sleep is banging heads with the antibiotic, and now it's through off your hormones. Now you're going to an endocrinologist on the next gist merry-go-round. This is high-tech science. So then you start with GP, neurologist, endocrinologist, and then the medications of the hormones mixes with the anti-anxiety, which mixes with the antibiotic, and now you have a headache. Now you're going to a headache specialist next. So it gives you a narcotic or an NSAID, which mixes with the hormonal med, which mixes with the anti-anxiety med, which mixes with the antibiotic. Now you have a distension, a bloating in the stomach, now you're a gastrointestinal specialist. And about 12 doctors later, right-handed knows, left-handed knows, because none of them know the human body, and they're 1/12 of it. And now you're labeled a psychosomatic or hypochondriac now. So it's not your problem. $50,000, $100,000 later. So the medical merry-go-round, the just merry-go-round, is an agenda to vacuum money, has nothing to do with science. Now, if you need a surgery, different story. That's trauma. So this is very powerful to know this. You have a medical spine that's on the gypsies, you have health here, sufficient spine here, health, medical spine zone, and trauma, crisis. All of their diagnostics and pathology is in trauma, all of it. Blood work, MRI, CAT scans, digestion angiogram, all of their x-rays are in the diagnostic of calibrating trauma, crisis. You're over here going to them, if you do go to them. You're caught in the medical spotless on the cracks between health and bone trauma. You're toxic, nutritionally deficient, you have heavy metal problems, you're acidic pH, you're immune suppressed, you have nutritional deficiency, you have circulation problems, and you're going there because you don't feel good because of breaking on that they're coming on. Symptoms. So the doctor looks at you and he's over here in his pathology and he says, Mr. Smith, you look healthy to me. He gives them a bill of health. You know why? Because you're over here, and you're diagnosing you over here. You know what he tells you? Mr. Johns, you have to wait until your blood pressure gets high enough, so you're over here. Why can you detect it? Or we have to wait until your tumor gets to a billion dollars because it's only a half billion. I can't pick it up. So I got to wait until the billion or more to pick it up. Let's wait until you have hepatitis. Well, let's wait until you have damaged enzymes in your kidney, and we'll pick it up. That's pathetic.
There is no diagnostic in the realm of medical science in this realm. It's pathetic. So you have to wait until you're in their backyard before they can pick it up, and it's too late.
And then they drug cut, burn, and poison on top of that in a trauma suit. Does anybody in here think that anything has to do with God in the medical realm after I told you this, except for trauma crisis care? But yet there's people out there that will listen to this message and still go and get drug cut and burn. Amazing. Out of fear.
Well, what happens when your heart goes off the rhythm for a day or two, and then comes back on
the influence
too?
Yeah, no, again, this is a perfect example. If you have an arrhythmia or palpitation, when you attack a cardiac and your heart's pumping 180, you go to the hospital. I mean, that's a trauma situation. If you have a short-term arrhythmia, or it comes back 3 days later, that's using an electrolyte pump. It's either toxicity, or you don't have the potassium, or sodium, or calcium, or magnesium, because the heart pumps an electrolyte, so electricity. So again, getting back to the basics then, get on a cleansing program, drink some vegetable juice, put some minerals in it, you know, get the minerals to the heart, if that was the problem. You know, we don't know what it was. I mean, I'd have to do some testing, but, you know, 9 times out of 10, the snake sickness runs its course. You would have never needed the med or the suppressive med. In fact, when they knock out the symptom, they cured the cure. Because the symptom is the blinking oil light of the healing crisis and allowing the purging to go on and the elimination of toxins to allow you to heal. So any of the drugs, they tell you straight out. Satan will tell you straight out if you really watch what he says in his terminology. Every drug on the market tells you they're going against God's self-healing autogenic system. What's the name he uses in his drugs? Anti. What does anti mean? Again, anti-cholinergic, anti-hypertensive, anti-bio life. He's going against the life. I said biotics. Antibiotics. You go with probiotics, not anti. Pro is gut flora. You replace that good gut flora so you have a symbiotic relationship with the germs so that the good will override the bad. Mm-hmm.
There are hundreds of varieties of tomato plants, wheat, so forth. Uh-huh. Unfortunately, what they're doing is narrowing it down more and more. It's the same one or two varieties that are out there, and these are their hybrids.
Right.
So we're missing a lot of that diversity.
Absolutely. And that's things attack again on the blood and the DNA. You got to remember, everything that's done in this world is an attack on you. Everything. You got to look at that way. You got to look at what's the motive behind this little agenda of genetically modifying. What is the agenda behind never cleaning up the water? You know, they treat the water with poisonous chlorine and fluoride and even arsenic is in our waters. At least clean it up. Filter it. You know? Yeah, right. Yes. So we have to drink the chlorine and the fluoride and the arsenic and the bromide and cancer-causing agents. If you're not smart enough to put a shower filter or get one of the filters for your drinking water or drink real water. No. Distillation reverse osmosis is not the best water, people. It's dead, flat H2O. So you need a micro-clustered water. I have a machine called the Alka Blue or the Alkalizer, or you need a Vitalizer. And it actually creates a micro clustering so it looks like a snowflake, so it vacuums inside the cell. And it has an ionic exchange that it gets inside. It actually pulls the vitamins and proteins and minerals inside of it. Mm-hmm.
What is the cost versus the essential for a healthy immune system because you're being exposed to different strains of foods and allergic reactions and so forth?
Mm-hmm. For what now?
Well, if you have the correct diversity in your diet,
mm-hmm.
does that strengthen your immune system?
Absolutely, but see, everyone in here is different when it comes to what is the deficiency. So you have to look at the 10 categories. You know, again, you're going to look at the category of oxygen. Are you getting enough oxygen? Are you getting enough water, hydration? Are you getting 23 amino acids per day? Are you getting your carbohydrates? Are you getting all your good fats, your essential fatty acids? Are you getting your 16 vitamins? Are you getting your 80 plus minerals? Are you getting your enzyme catalysts? Are you getting your phytonutrients? So what I do is, you know, with diagnostics, we have a body scanner that actually detects those panels, and everyone here is different. Your toxic levels are different. Your nutritional statuses are different. So what I do in my practice is I'll do a full body cleanse first with my patients and clean them up. Clean up their liver. Everyone's got a liver. Everyone's got two kidneys unless they have one cut out.
Now, everyone's got a lung, and everyone's got a heart, and everyone's got a colon. So common sense tells you, you do a generalized full body flush, get the toxins out of you that you've been eating, drinking, breathing, and injecting from birth, get the stuff out, and prep the body. So you do a cell preparation, cell chelation, getting rid of the metals, and then you do diagnostics to find out where you're really at. There's the validity. Then off of that information, off the quantum body scanner that we use, I can find out, hey, you're weak on hormones. Oh, your vitamins are weak. You got a weak vitamin D level. Your vitamin E is a little bit low. And then I do a customization program. I pull from God's healing arts of homeopathics, herbs. I'll use drainage remedies. I'll use homeopathic gnosis if I have to. I use a glandular. A live cell therapy if I have to, depending on the severity of it. Once we fix you in the cell restoration, then we slip into maintenance, where we maintain your health so it doesn't come back. So it's trinity, three phases, cell preparation, cell chelation, cell elimination as far as detoxification, cellular restoration, cellular maintenance. Okay? And it's interesting that there's 9 spokes to the wheel. You can memorize this, and a lot of this is on my CDs, and I don't expect anybody even to remember 5% of this. This is a skill that me, and it's easy for me because I talk about it all the time. But the 9 pillars of cellular health, and the reason why the Lord chose 9 is the 9 is the only number in the universe that completes itself to eternity. It's a completion number. We are complete in 9 months to birth. So 9 signatures that we have. This is for children, by the way. Any children? The Lord has given us signs of our nature, signatures. If you look at the word signature, it means sign nature, sign in nature, signature patterns. So there's divine design of everything He's created, everything. So we have 9 signatures that no human has on this planet. Every one of you have 9 distinct signatures, signs of your nature, that no one else has on this planet. Name one. There's 9 of them that are all different. Eyes. I can take a picture of your eyes and all different color and constituents on all the planet. It's uniqueness. You're a snowflake to the Lord. There's the creation uniqueness. Yeah, the red one. Number 2 is what?
Fingerprints.
Yeah, fingerprints too. That's an easy one.
DNA.
DNA is 3. But even forensics, they use DNA. They also use something else. Forensics uses 2 things to differentiate even a twin murdering somebody. Or a triplet. What would differentiate somebody who looks alike with whether they murdered somebody or not? DNA, fingerprints already mentioned, eyes, teeth, all different, everyone's different on the teeth, as you see how the mold's done. What's that? Close.
Voice.
It's your voice. You know, they have the computer systems on the voice activated for security. So eyes, voice, teeth. And then also the electromagnetic field on you. You know, the New Age is called an aura, but it's an electromagnetic field. And you can measure every one of you, and everyone's different with the vibration that comes off your body. It's all different. And you can literally pick you up. We can have 100,000 of you in a football stadium, and we can sweep that stadium with a radionic sweep and pick you out of 100,000 people. And they can't find Bin Laden. Amazing. It's called radionics. The radionic signature. Yeah, exactly. So that's another one. What's another one? No? So we covered voice, we covered the electromagnetic field, teeth, we covered the eyes. No? No. Because everyone has to have 6 billion different blood types. Something distinct. Spiritual. Everyone has a gift. A unique gift, whether an orator, whether a teacher, whether it's an administration, whether it's somebody who's an artist, whether it's a singer, and even the singers have signature patterns. You'll know a singer like that when you hear him. You will know a painter by the strokes. You take a Van Gogh, or you take a Vermont, if you know paintings, you'll pick it out like that, just by the stroke and the actual signature patterns of his strokes, even an artist. Okay, now, you can carry that into fruits and vegetables and nuts and grains and seeds that are for humans. I do this with children all the time. What is the signature, the sign of its nature to this? Tomato.
Huh? heart.
He cut a heart in half, sliced it this way, right? It has four chambers. It had, normally a good one has a white rod running through the middle. That's the coronary artery signature. And the leucine and lycopene and the tomatoes for the heart. If you take this, if it was a real good, real round one, what would it look like? Usually they're shaped like a heart. If you take a wide blood stain and zoom in on the microscope, it looks like a clump of red grapes, the red blood cells, which carry oxygen. The grapes are used for the blood. That's why grape juice, and that's why the communion for Christ is the grape, for the blood, the double signature. Walnut, picture a walnut, what's it look like? It's a signature. Looks like a brain. It has a cranial cap. When you crack it, it has an upper cerebrum, lower cerebellum. It's got jurassic folds in the cervical folds on the top. It looks like a brain. It's for the brain. The neuropeptides are built on the essential fatty acids of the brain, of the walnut or the pecan. If you take a lymph gland, you know what it looks like? Garlic. A lymph node looks just like garlic. And the garlic is a natural disinfectant for the lymphatic system as a natural antibiotic. If you take avocado, you slice it in half, and if you tip it up this way, it has a swollen seed in the middle. What does it look like?
Uterus.
The womb. So it's the child in the womb for the 9 months. And this is very interesting. When women eat the flesh of an avocado during pregnancy, it builds a progesterone hormone for progestation. For the 9 months. You take the seed and you plant it, how many months does it take to birth the avocado plant?
9 months.
And this is coincidental, people. Kidney bean, what's it for? Looks like a kidney. For the kidneys. Call the kidney bean. Cauliflower, another brain food. Looks like, look outside the cauliflower. Looks like a brain. You take celery, sticks. You put them together, it looks just like an artery. And it cleans the lining of the arteries, the cellulose, it's fibrous. It actually is a cleansing factor. If you take, a carrot. Now, I couldn't figure this one out right away because I was looking at a long carrot. I'm thinking it was the ganglia. Because everyone knows the carrot can get to the eyes. And you have to break it in half, and if you look in the middle of it, it has an orange dot and radiating lines. It looks just like the eye. It's for the eye. So the Lord has given us divine design signature patterns of all of nature. Now, what's the signature of a Dorito? What's the signature of a cupcake, Hostess cupcake? Or a Big Mac, or a French fries, or a pizza? You don't eat it if it's not a signature food.
Would you comment on raw versus cooked?
Yes. When you have raw, it comes from that life force we talked about, the blood of the plant. And I'm the vine, you are the branches, you shall bear much fruit. There's a spiritual significance to that life connection with Christ. So when you sever the vine, you sever the branch and you cook it, it kills the microcurrent. And I should have brought this somewhere in storage. I have the a digital clock to actually illustrate this, and it's a clock that has a digital section to it, and it has a copper and zinc anode. So you should take a lemon, and you can plug it in, and it runs for about a month. The clock runs off of the microcurrent in the lemon.
Wow.
When you put it in a microwave, or you cook it, and you plug that clock in, it looks the same, it won't run. So the life force is killed by heat that's above 118. So the trick is you want to keep your food under that. And there is raw living menus now. The raw food is out. And April and I thought that it would be boring to eat that way because it would taste like cardboard eating a bunch of carrots all day for being raw. Amazing taste. We went to Giuliani's. It was in L.A. It was a raw foodist that made lasagna, pizza. It was all raw, no cook. And they would mix nuts together. They used food processors. They would make their pasta with the zucchini. They had a special machine that made the noodles out of the yellow zucchini. And it tastes just like a fettuccine pasta. And so I think that's the way to the future of teaching God's people, that you want to get life to get life. You want to put life into you, not death and heat that destroys the life force of the enzymes. Very important to know that even I'm a real advocate on juices. When you take the juice and you run carrot and your signature foods, your celery, your cucumber, you get things that you cannot get in a pill or a capsule. In fact, this is the master counterfeit against Satan. He will take what God represents and he'll counterfeit it, and he knows that there's nutrition in the plant. So here's the main counterfeit. He takes the plant, says, hey, it came from the herb, came from the plant, but then he destroys it, synthesizes it, calls it a pill, not a pharmaceutical. A lot of the pharmaceuticals are made from herbs. Digitalis came from foxglove. Aspirin came from white willow bark. Morphine came from opium. But he synthesizes it, now it's a sin. Once he destroys it, it's not usable anymore by the human. But they can patent it. That's their purpose. So if you took the real herb and ate it, or put it under the tongue and laid it under a tonsil lingual, you got the same effect almost as the drug with the cofactors. So when you take out an isolation, Pastor and I were talking about this today, when you isolate, when you take out a vitamin out of the plant or the herb or the fruit or whatever it is, you just took it out of its cofactory background. Those macro big molecules work with the miniature ones. There's a synergy behind the micronutrients and the macronutrients of vitamin A, vitamin B, C, D, E, and so forth. So when you pull out the vitamin A out of a carrot, let's say, there's thousands of other micronutrients in the carrot that worked with. You just pulled it out of its environment and standardized it and isolated it, isolates. So when you put it in a pill and capsule, you're paying $19.95 for that, and you couldn't stick the carrot, ran it through the juicer, you got all 4,000 micronutrients, including the vitamin A, and enzymes, life force. You take a spinach leaf, and up until now, they haven't figured out what's even in a spinach leaf. They didn't have the technology. So they have a spectrometry machine, and it's called a graphite furnace. And they use laser, and they can pick up the nutrition, the little tiny micronutrients. Do you know how many they found in a spinach leaf? 11,850. You know how many they actually know about out of those 11,850 scientists? 151 of their experts now. They don't know anything about 11,700 of them. Here's common sense. You take a carrot, you run it through the juicer, you get all 4,000 in the carrot, you run the spinach leaf, you get all 11,850, you get the celery stick, you get another 3,000, that's the spinach or the carrot does not have, and you make a 50,000 micronutrient cocktail. You couldn't match your chemistry lab in 5,000 years of research. The wisdom of this world is foolishness. It's foolish to look at these idiots, these atheistic idiots. That's what they are. They're amusing themselves, but we buy the lies. So the nutrition comes from God's perfect nature. It doesn't come from a Frankenstein laboratory. We were born in a garden, not in a laboratory. We're born in a garden, and we eat from a garden, not a synthetic laboratory. Next is going to be cloning. I'll give you some prophecy here. Satan is setting up to kill us, so he replaces his race. Cloning is in the brewing right now. They've already been doing it. I wrote a chapter for Dr. Horowitz called Cloning Around the Next Generation. And I'm showing that it's impossible to gene splice. They're setting up for genetic engineering, making you believe it's in the genes. It's in your genes. It's in your genes. It's in your genes. So they can get 20 grand out of you on a gene splice. I'm going to prove that that science is even worse than everything we're talking about. When you have a gene splice, and you splice God's gene with something synthetic, you just messed up 1,000 other genes, because it's a constellation of communication. So again, this fractionated mentality that they get in med school, to carry that atheistic evolutionist type mentality, is going to get into genetic engineering, and they're going to think that they can just splice a gene and fix you. They'd have to splice 1,000 genes in order to get a constellation that's perfected of disease process. 60 seconds you can shatter it. That's common sense. They don't have it, or they don't care. So he wants to kill us, but he sets up his cloning rate. You know why Satan is doing that? We'll be the motive behind that. To say he's who? He's God himself. He said, I'm a creator. Look at what I created. That's what he's trying to do. And to prove my point, try to get a live person now on a telephone to a business. And press one, I'm in for English. But we're in Mexico. Press one for English. I'm in the United States. Press one for English. Press two if your mom is under 30 years old. Press three. And by the time it gets done, 40 minutes later, you're talking to robots for 40 minutes. 45 minutes. There's your robotic industry that you're starting already. Have you have eyes to see and ears to hear? And if you don't know this information, you're going to be part of that game. And I know you guys are good. I'm not yelling at you. I'm yelling at the sheeple that are going to go to the slaughter. God already warned us. There's 2 billion people got to go in Revelation. I don't want any of you being at 2 billion. One third got to go. And it's the ignorance that's going to destroy the 2 billion. But our job as shepherds, to shepherd the sheeple, is at least tell them, don't be afraid ever to sow seeds. They're going to think you're nuts, so what? They're ignorant. Just sow a seed of truth, and truth will steer through the wise, eventually, through that blackness, that darkness. But if no one keeps everyone shut up and they hold this information and don't tell anybody, there's going to be no networking of truth out there. It's going to continue to flourish. So at least try to reach that remnant of saving them. Because every one of these landmines that we're talking about is just part of the slow disease process that slowly brings you there to disease. Okay? Questions on disease treatment? We'll wrap it up and get some of these.
Mm-hmm.
Say if you're on a lot of vacations
and
you want to give it up,
uh-huh.
Can you just stop it?
You can, but what I would suggest is if you have things coming up, like running room vacations or whatever, do a transition first. Do the best you can with just eating real food, you know, the organic. During that time, don't do the drops and all the products. Wait till you're done, and then wait till you get a 3-week span where you can concentrate. I'm making sure you're doing the drops, making sure you're doing the colon cleanse. And this can be even taken at work. You know, you can carry it with you, as long as there's a toilet there, you know. You feel like gurgling, you got some time to hit the toilet. Yes, and all the meds, we can't just, if anybody is on the meds, you just can't cold turkey. One of your body parts is running on that drug. So you do what's called time-contingent detoxification, where you wean it. And as soon as you remove the toxins from the body, the drugs become too strong. And so when that starts happening, if that 3x, let's say it's a 3x potency, you do 2.5 in 1 week, 2, you cut them in half, lay them under your tongue if you can handle the taste. So you go 3, 2.5, 2, 1.5, 1, half, get off. So you wean it slow enough where you don't go into withdrawal. And I can do that for you. I can help you do that to wean you off the sorcery.
Mm-hmm. It's
in West Palm Beach. And I troubleshoot throughout, my phone rings 40 times a day with people all over the world. So my expertise as a cellular disease specialist is I usually do the initial consults wherever you're at, doesn't matter what state, and then I orchestrate treatment. And a lot of times I'll build your home treatment center in your house. Because what's happening is the Codex laws, Codex Alimentarius, they're making it to where even the herbs and your vitamins will be prescription pretty soon. They just rubber stamp it behind their backs. So a certain dosage of vitamin E, you have to go to an MD to get the script. And it's going to be standardized, isolated, synesthetic. So there's going to be a time where you won't get nothing real unless you go way out of your way for real food. And that's why the supplements like the goji, Pastor and I will talk about it, it's an excellent liquid product that has the living elements of nature, and it doesn't have the binders and the fillers and all the excipients of a lot of the carbon chain constructs. That's fully utilized because it's liquid, and that's something that's a multifaceted nutritional product that would be good just to get you transitioning until you can get into a 3-week detox or, you know, do something that's a weakness in the body that's specific, like hormones or glands or whatever. But an overall product would be good with the goji. You always want to look at products that say whole food concentrate. It has to come from a food source, from nature. It has to come from a plant, a tree, a flower, something from nature. If it comes from a synthetic derivative, it can't be utilized. The body rejects it. That's your side effect. And side effects are direct effects. They are disease. When you have a headache and you take an NSAID, a non-steroidal, and you have a bleeding ulcer 4 months later, that's a disease. It's not a side effect. So what they've done with the MDs and NESPO is they've bought the lie, vaccines are safe and effective, and side effects are necessary for therapeutic value. Side effects are necessary for therapeutic value. And they've instilled it in for 6 years, and they're brainwashed, and they're looking for them. They look for the multiple side effects. And they're not afraid to tell you what they are on TV. Another thing, too, which you got to watch, if anybody watches television, we watch it just to amuse ourselves or what Satan's up to, is the drug ads running 9 times an hour. They know advertising works. They sell beer that way, they sell tobacco, and it works real well. So they know it influences the people, the sheeple, who watch 9 times an hour all these drug ads, and they don't even tell you what it's for. They should be put in prison for that. These drug companies should be put in prison for putting drug ads on a need-to-have basis by a licensed physician. It needs to be prescribed, and they're telling you to pick up your phone and call your doctor for free samples. Who's doing that? How is Bush and his colleagues in the government allowing that to happen? Are there pockets that have been padded, and lobbyists have given them money to slip it through and let them do it? So now our children and everything are being brainwashed by this. 300 million people are hearing drug ads 9 times an hour, the ones that watch TV.
With all the kids in the world that are on Ritalin and
drugs. Cocaine?
That's really the heartstrings.
It is.
It's your kids,
it's your
doctor,
kids.
The teachers, and you can
go to
the doctor says, yeah, please put yourself out here.
See, what the initiation is, here's the, get some real truth going here. Let's just really show how far this thing is up to. First, he tries to get you to miscarriage with a child, doing all the drugs during pregnancy, and all of the HCG to abort. If you bypass the miscarriage, you'd be lucky because you're healthy enough. Then they hit you with the vaccine. They hit you with the vaccine first, then they hit your kids with the vaccines. If the vaccines don't injure your kid, or it's a time-release vaccine, disease usually, then they hit you with the kiddie cocaine, Ritalin derivatives when your child gets ADHD. And then they hit you with the drugs with autism. So it's one hit after another, and it's set up that way. So it's amazing. You have 6 landmines. Your child has today has 6 landmines of death before it even reaches the world. And he's got to go around. And thank God for the Lord. Because if it was up to Satan, everyone would be dead. Every child birth would be dead. It was up to him. So just by the grace of God, we're slipping through these landmines. That's why it's so important to understand this information. To conceive a child that's healthy, you better have strong sperm and strong egg to conceive a strong zygote. When the father and mother is an alcoholic and a drug addict, and they're not eating right, guess what happens to the sperm in the egg, which conceives the zygote. It's weak. There's your genetic deterioration. And on top of that, the vaccines are being hit, destroying the genes. The genetic defects are caused by vaccines. So what it should be is called VIDS, vaccine-induced disease syndrome. That's all the diseases. Vaccine-induced disease syndrome. It should be called VIDS, not SIDS. Or vaccine-injured disease and death syndrome.
What about iodine? I know about half the salt that's out there and it's no longer iodine in it.
Right.
And I've been thinking, try about 3 drops to remove the ulceration from the last one. And try to, I just understand that it precipitates from heavy metals.
Right. Chlorella is another one too. You know, the natural healers are chlorella, iodine, and the body will use fluoride. You see, the danger to fluoride is if you don't have a low iodine level, it will use the nucleotide, nuclear medicine, to pull it in from the thyroxin, and also fluoride. So you better keep your iodine up. And again, it gets back to not just iodine though. Now, when it gets you in your head that there's 10 categories you need to cover per day, not just iodine. You know, kelp is a derivative. So you need to cover, again, your water, your hydration, your oxygen, your protein every day, 23 aminos, your carbohydrates, essential fatty acids, like flaxseed oil, Udo's oil. I like Udo's because it covers the whole spectrum of good fats. It has a combination of flax, evening primrose, barrage, pumpkin seed. It has a complete EFA spectrum. 16 vitamins, 80 plus minerals. Enzymes, and then your phytonutrients are called pro-oxidants, not anti. You don't want to go against oxidants. You want to go with them. Pro-oxidants. And then you're a photon light. This is an actual nutritional element. The synthetic lighting draws energy out of you, especially in buildings 8-9 hours a day. And it's called malillumination. It's a disease that gets you depressed. And it's amazing that these people wake up at 5 in the morning, they never see sunlight, they're driving in the car in the morning for work, and then they come back at 6, 7 o'clock with no sun. On the weekends they're in the house, they get depressed and they go and get their Prozac or Zoloft. All they need is 30 minutes of the sun every day. Amazing.
You know, Red Lake is that's got to be their closest related
to cannabis. They're methyl based, right? They're kitty cocaine. They're C2.
I like that
kitty
cocaine. They get on the stronger
Right, and the reason being is their receptors flip over. See, if you give somebody who's already hyper enough stimulant, it overrides the receptors and it flips them over to more of a calming state. But it messes up the central nervous system, too. It messes up your autonomic system. Again, you have to get rid of the metals and get rid of the vaccine contaminants, so detoxification. I want you to understand this, that every disease known to man, every one of them, is a unified theory of toxins, heavy metals, lack of water, lack of oxygen, nutritional assimilation. So I'm going to go into a rhythm here so you understand what they are. I'm going to call it, it's called the nine Asians of cellular malfunction, the nine Asians. Memorize this or write them down. Detoxification, full body, needs to be done. Detoxification, full body. Heavy metal chelation is number two. So detoxification, chelation. I use super zeolite and I use suppositories. It's called metacardium. You split the pellet in the rectum, let it go, and it bonds to mercury, lead, cadmium, aluminum. And then the foot pads, I use these Japanese foot pads in my detox store at night and put them on the bottom of your foot. And when the blood's passing by, it pulls out the poison. You just peel them off and throw them away. And they turn black on you after 9 hours. What's that? Yeah, you can give me a call. I have two of the detox kits here for first come, first serve. And then you can, you know, then Rosie can order. Yeah, there's cards in the corner.
And
that's good. It's called Herzheimer. You don't want to detox too fast, so I taste the detox system is taste when you do it slow enough. Now, if you're really extremely toxic, and you push Herzheimer, just back off a little bit on the drops. Or instead of doing two juices, do just one dose. The juice will detox pretty fast. So you kind of modify it a little bit. And I work with the patients on that. Detoxification, heavy metal chelation, oxygenation, hydration, that's four. Nutritional assimilation, in the 10 categories we went over. Immune system modulation. The immune system is tuned in like a piano. Again, it's modulation. Modulation is like tuning in a piano or in between radio channels. Vibration, electricity. So vibration, immune system modulation, detoxification, heavy metal chelation, nutritional assimilation, oxygenation, hydration. What's another one? Meditation and prayer. There's one thing I can't do, and that's the supernatural. When you connect with the Holy Spirit, with the actual healing power, through Jesus Christ of Nazareth, it doesn't come from Buddha, it doesn't come from Joseph Smith or Hare Krishna. There's only one source of true healing. And when you pray, there's two doctors and it isn't me. One is outside in, that you pray to, and the inside out, the self-healing doctor that's built inside you as a creation. And when you pray, you're actually sending that healing force from the Holy Spirit back and forth, and it's actually a pulse wave. If you measure it, it's a pulse wave that's rhythmic, and it works on the DNA. It works on the soul realm of the DNA. And then you have electromagnetic pulse waves, and in a world that isn't polluted, you'd have pulsation coming up from the gravity pole, the gravitational pulse wave this way, solar, the photons from the sun, and electromagnetic pulse, and there's your trinity convergence. This is what pushes the molecules together to get you to see things. It's a trinity gravitational force, and when the molecules of the are pushed on through those three forces, the vibration creates things we can see in our bodies. So the reality is we're invisible, and Colossians talks about that. The invisible creates the visible. So we're invisible spirit and soul, but we live in a blood, bone, skin matrix. So our vehicle, our shell, is an illusion. The only reason why we can see us right now is trillions of cells compacted so tight that they're vibrating and they're creating such a frequency that our eyes can pick it up. But if you dissipate the 100 trillion cells, we wouldn't see nothing. If you pulled the body apart, all 100 trillion cells would be invisible. But the vibration frequency is just being bonded, trillions of them connected, so we can see us, and then the photon light. And that's quantum. And I have to admit my ignorance, being a cellular specialist, I used to think cells make up tissues, which make up the organs, which make up systems, which make up body. The reality is I missed three steps. And it's subatomic fields, that's your spirit, remember that, spirit. The subatomic vibrations of pure energy fields that you can't measure in a microscope make up molecule, or make up atom. So it's subatomic, which creates atomic atoms. Then the atoms make molecules, and the molecules form the physical structure. So there's three phases of self-process that the medical doctors don't even talk. None of them know about subatomics, none of them know about atomic, and none of them know about molecular. All they're looking at is what they can see in a microscope. So when they're starting a cell, and the power behind the engines is the three phases behind it. That's why there's no answers in medical school. They study the dead to understand the living. They study a dead, lifeless cadaver to figure out life, longevity, and health. I figure that makes sense. They study death to figure out life. Something wrong with that picture. It's like studying a black room to figure out light. One day you'll see light after studying a black room. Or you take a snapshot of the flowing river and you study that thing for years and figure out the whole ecology of the flowing river. That's the analogy of what they're doing in this one. They're amusing themselves. I wish I had more time to go on, 100 more of them, to show you the pathetic joke science that goes in this one. It's unbelievable. And if you bring your self there, or a loved one, there's 6 times from the time you get in to the time you die, they can kill you. Pre-op and post-op. Here's one that you have to think about. You've got somebody on a ventilator that's got pneumonia, and they're breathing in this machine for 4 days, 5 days, 6 days, and a new patient comes in, they take them off the ventilator, they replace the mouthpiece, they don't auto-clean the tubing. So you have pneumonia in the tubing, but they didn't auto-clean and clean, just the mouthpiece. And you get on next, and you're breathing someone else's pneumonia for 40, then you're already opportunistic. They don't clean the tubing. I've been in once every 2-3 weeks or so. And again, you're dealing with hygiene factors. Sometimes they get lazy, the shifts are changing, they don't clean all the time. I used to be in cardiac pulmonary, I know. I used to suck a ventilator, it's amazing. We don't just, the autoclave is real weak. No, I'm just saying, they're bears. But a lot of times, like I said, they get lazy, they don't change. Oh, cool, okay. Are they still using the bears?
No.
Okay. So, you gotta know where the landmines are, huh?
A specific question. You had a student that here for problems with door scare and allergies. And I suffered from allergies my whole life. A year ago, I had a heart attack. A year ago was a smoke. And I've been taking IV inhalation. So far. But even though, and I look at the ball and I still have scary cars, and my allergy reaction is not nearly as bad as what it's been in years past. Would that happen?
Again, it's a toxic level. It's the straw that breaks your camel's back. If you can picture this as section of barrel, and one section is your environmental contaminants, the vaccine contaminants, your sugar, your preservatives in your food, your hygiene factors, your hairspray, your fluoride, your toothpaste, and on it goes. And then eventually it overflows. The toxic threshold is called, has gone up to the top. And then it's a straw that breaks the camel's back. Everything that you breathe or eat is triggered by the immunity to create histamine. And the histamines will collect in a weak tissue. It could be the lung, it could be the nasal passages, it could be an inflammation on the skin. Everyone's different when it comes to allergic symptoms. Some people get headaches. But it's that barrel that fills, and that will be the solution. You drop the barrel toxic levels. So once you get the toxins out of the body, and you get the metals out, then you drop the level to cut it in half. You can't live in a plastic bubble. I mean, we gotta be realistic here. You're gonna breathe toxins, you're gonna eat them in restaurants once in a while, you're gonna be exposed to it. But at least stay away from the landmines to drop it and cut it in half. So instead of taking 30,000 in Monday to Tuesday, you're taking 15,000. And then you clean up the liver, the kidneys, the lymph, and the blood, and you get the liver and kidney and immunity so strong it can handle 30, 6, and 15. This inversion, total toxic inversion here, you can be healing. You can't heal here because the body's overloaded. So when you're here and you go to an MD, you just add more toxins to the toxins.
But it's
and they sniff the wire. Yeah, it is, absolutely. Now,
it's
lowering the heavy metal toxicity, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, if you combine that with doing the petrochemicals and do all of the sugar and preservatives and all the other stuff, the chelation, will touch those, but do both and get all that mud out, like kicking up mud in the river, get it up. And then once it becomes systemic to the blood, it can come out of the skin, the colon, the urinary tract, it'll dump it. But you got to dig it up from the fatty tissues and the layers first. And then that's why I use those foot pads at night. They even have those foot baths, the ionizing baths now. You put your feet in them and pull out the poison that way. Called foot ionizers.
What's your opinion of diabetes?
Excellent, but you don't want to be on all the time though, because you have to repolarize the cell. You stay on too long and the cells slip over and you become too overstimulated. So you want to rotate them, you know, you put them on, off, on, off. There's a homeostasis involved in it. Absolutely, absolutely. In fact, we see a lot of where the child is not vaccinated and still has vaccine images. Yeah. And so it's the stealth virus. And this is Dr. Martin's work when April was talking about the stealth virus coming from the monkey tissues. These are retroviruses, and they lay dormant. And they lay dormant in the mother or the father. And if it's passed to you, again, it lays dormant, it leaks. And it waits till there's an opportunity of low pH, immunosuppression, your nutritional status, you're stressed at that time. You know, something happened, traumatizing, a pure change, something drastic, and all of a sudden those stealth adaptogen viruses are called prions. And our body scan is picking them up. That's why I know. Our body scan will pick up vaccine injuries, vaccine disease, vaccination ingredients. We even pick up on our biological scan. It's amazing what we're picking up in the chemtrails and on the vaccines.
You know. A lot of people go after the vaccines as far as their cause of toxins.
Mm-hmm. But it's not that. Right. And there's your stealth virus that's passed on. And also the weakness of what did you have? If you had them or your wife, and then you pass yours on. So again, that's a very good question that he asked. Excellent question.
You know, on April brought an excellent point this morning regarding the money and so forth in the vaccine.
Uh-huh.
And people like Donna, who are focusing on the mercury and so forth, mm-hmm. just get that out. Mm-hmm. You're missing the point.
Right.
You still have the vaccine as a problem.
Right. Exactly.
Maybe so.
Exactly. Yeah, and there's ways of neutralizing the vaccine. Yeah, exactly. So there's NOSOs or SARCOs, they're called homeopathic, that actually match the frequency to the vaccine content, neutralize. Where you can neutralize the stealth pathogens. I use microstatin for it. There's if it's a fungus, a candida, I use like a regicin. Oregano is very strong clove. The essential oils, people, these are God's medicine, these in the Old Testament days, powerful. Frankincense, myrrh, lavender, hyssop are powerful immune modulators and antimicrobials. And they don't build a tolerance like antibiotics. Very potent. You put them underneath your nose or rub them in your feet. Very potent, God's way.
What's your opinion on the homeopathic medicine?
Excellent. Except you have to know which phase, you know, they come in C potencies, N potencies, X potencies, and so forth. So there's layers of disease process. And that's very, very powerful that he asked me. I'm going to get into this. This is probably the most important information, I almost forgot, that you need to know about. There's actual stages of disease. And I'm going to get to answer your question before with the heart, with the inflammation. Every disease in stage one is called enervation, where the toxins and the metals just start to settle and they wrap around the cell, so there's a suffocation going on. No symptoms here. You won't feel anything in stage one. If you don't detoxify or you don't get circulation and wash it out, it'll flip into stage two. Stage two of disease is in irritation. It's like rubbing your arm. It just irritates the cell membrane. Probably feel a little fatigued or a little depressed at this point in stage two. Not much severe reactions. If stage two is not fixed with detoxing, dropping the toxic load, and the toxins and heavy metals keep dumping there, Stage three is intoxication. It would be like putting my hand over your mouth and tell you to eat and breathe. If you can't eat and breathe, what happens? You suffocate, and you produce as a waste what? If you hold your breath, what are you producing? CO2. So you're getting an acid residue. So when the cells are hypoxic, meaning they're low oxygen because they can't breathe, because all the toxins wrapped around the membrane, they can't breathe, they become acidic. Now you have acid pH going on. Now you have an invite of all these pathogen problems. So that's stage three. So it goes innervation, irritation, intoxication. Now what the body's saying is, look, we got to prevent some damage here. We need to clean these prisons out before they damage DNA. What will it do in stage four as a protection modus? Inflammation. What is the inflammatory response doing? It's pulling fluids from extracellular intra. It's pulling fluids into that area. You will get a swelling. And it's triggering an immune response. That immune response is there to clean up the mess as Pac-Man. Scavenger response. Now, that's stage four. If you don't get it and take an anti-inflammatory, you just block the healing crisis with an anti-inflammatory. I know you feel better, but you just block the healing. Now it switched to stage five. What is that? What does the body do now when you don't get it? It walls it off. And it protects it, hardens, solidifies. There's your calcification formations. So you're at the sclerotic plaque, your heel spurs, your cataracts, your kidney stones, gallbladder stones start forming. And if you don't get that, then you've got just agents coming in. Your scavengers, your bacteria, your fungus, your viruses, fluke worms, roundworms. And they're trying to eat at the wall to allow circulation in, to allow healing. These are intelligent systems, not the problem. They're taught in med school, that's the problem. The cellular terrain is the problem, not the pathogens. The germs don't cause disease any more than flies and mosquitoes cause a stagnant swamp. Here's an envy. I think the mosquitoes and flies cause the stagnant swamp. I think the vulture causes the dead rabbits. I think the cockroaches and ants in my kitchen cause the dirty dishes in the sink. How pathetic that is, that's what they're taught. They're taught that the germs cause the sickness, when the sickness causes the germs. Sickness is not caused by bacteria. Bacteria comes with the sickness. It's the other way around. Total lies in med school. Why do they keep perpetrating that? Why? Knowing it's a lie, everyone knows it's a lie. Because money's in that lie. Now they can get in there and kill germs. Kill the virus, antiviral sales, antifungal sales, antibiotic sales go up on that lie. And it's amazing. These guys are brilliant minds. They don't get that. Those doctors. And remember this, and this is very powerful to know. I'll finish the sequence here. Is everything that the body does is trying to eliminate. So anything that you can do to speed up the elimination process of sweating, defecating, urinating, respirating, anything you can do to speed that up is God's medicine, because you're allowing the purging, you're allowing the healing crisis to form.
There are a couple of
already different ideas.
We have a
testimony
like 4 and 97, and you can see some of them.
This is another potent natural antibiotic here, the grapefruit seed extract, and colloidal silver. I use the colloidal. One of my products is an ASAP colloidal. It kills even anthrax spores. So by dropping this in your water, grapefruit seed, not grape seed, grapefruit seed. Grapefruit seed. Yeah, it's a nutrobiotic formation. So in the stages, it goes stage one, innervation, stage two, irritation, intoxication, inflammation, enduration, which walls it off, and then if you don't get that, then the scavengers come in to try to clean up the mess that your viruses and bacteria forms, fungal forms, spores. And now if you don't get that, the body says, I'm going mutation, cancer. It says, I've given you 6 cancers, you're not getting it, now it's cancer.
This is only one aspect of it, but all the times the good barometer, you brought this excellent book that I give away that top part, the TA book.
Exactly. That's the brains behind the cell, the pH. Partial pressure of hydrogen. That means that if you're less than alkaline, if you're running acid below 7 on the pH strips, there's a litmus strip in my detox kit that you get. You can lick it, and it shows you where you're at, whether you're acid, alkaline, or whether you're subacid. But 1 is extremely acidic and 14 extremely alkaline. 7 is neutral, below 7 is acid, above 7 is alkaline. You want to be slightly alkaline. Now that blood window, this is very interesting. There's a 7.3 to 7.45 narrow window that will rob Peter to pay Paul to keep it there. So if you have a Coke, I'll tell you how dangerous these sodas are. They should be put in prison for this stuff, for putting this on the market, Pepsi and Coke. Number one, it eats away battery acid. The cops keep it in their trunk to clean battery acid, and people are drinking liters of this stuff. But they're 2.5 pH on Coke, or Dr. Pepper, or Pepsi. And when you drink this stuff, the blood window is 7.3, 7.4. What do you think the body does to alter that 2.5 that hits your blood? It has to rob Peter to pay Paul. It grabs calcium, magnesium out of your teeth and out of your bones, pulls it into the blood, buffers it back, but guess where the floating calcium goes after it's used? In your arteries, in your eyes, cataracts, in your heel spur, in your kidney stone, in your gold duct stones, osteoporosis is a pH disease. Does that ever mention with Fosamax?
No.
None of the doctors even mention the pH problem with osteoporosis, osteopenia. It is it. That's it. Now you understand the smoke screens that go on. They don't want nobody to know the true cause of disease. That's why their pathophysiology books have unknown etiologies. They don't want them to know. They are making sure there are two subjects that are not taught in med school, and they're the answers to every disease known to man. What are they? Two subjects that are kept for medical students. Nutritional biochemistry, the building blocks of human cells and the body, and homotoxicology, the study of toxins, salts for the DNA. And the reason why they can't teach that is there's no building material in the drug for nutritional biochemistry, and there's toxins in the drug. So if they taught that, see, Professor, what you're saying here is synthetic chemistry, toxins that are not made from the body, that don't have a life force, they're not from the trees, that are causing all these illnesses. Hey, Professor, what about our mustard gas? What about our radiation, which causes cancer? What about all our toxic pharmaceuticals and binders and fillers and excipients that are causing side effects? What about our nuclear medicine, our media contrast dyes that we cause in leukemia? And I don't know. Hey, the finger would go like this. They point right at them. They have to keep them in the dark. Doctors in the dark. They have to. Otherwise, they would get it. They'd understand that their own profession is disease. They're creating disease. They don't want them to know that. So they keep the information away from them. Okay? And then they focus on trauma procedures, critical care type methods and protocols. And they neglect everything else and just keep it away. Cancer treatment, let's try that and discuss that, because that's big here, and you're going to see one out of three people riddled with it. It's going to be big. Instead of tumor removal strategies or removing the cocoon, which is not even the disease, you got to treat the cancer process. So what will be the first step in treating cancer process?
Detoxification.
What will be the first treatment in treating diabetes process? Detoxification. What will be in arthritis? Detoxification. But every disease label has to be cleaned up because the cells are all gummed up. The stuff's got to come out. That colon's got to get clean. The tubes in trouble, the congestion's got to be cleaned. The blood has got to be cleaned. The liver's got to be cleaned. The kidney's got to be cleaned. The lymphatic's got to be cleaned. That's why you're sick. What method in med school have they taught these MDs to clean or detoxify the systems? The best they'll come up with is a colon cleanser, and it's a toxic media contrast dye. It's so toxic that it'll irritate the lining. Or peristalsis wave drugs to trigger peristalsis wave or when you take antacids, I'm going to show you how dangerous it is. You just block the parotid cells from producing hydrochloric acid. You dammed up the HCL. Now you can't digest your proteins. Now your hair is going to fall out, and you can't make your hormones and neurotransmitters in the long run. Now again, it's an instantaneous relief. It will work as a symptom response mechanism, but it will make you worse. Everything that the drugs do make you worse in the long run. Everything. That's the illusion. That's your David Copperfield medicine. You feel better. Yeah, you might as well take a line of cocaine. You take codeine, you're going to feel better. You might as well take a line of cocaine, you'll feel better. You're not getting better. You feel better. You're getting sicker. And that's your illusion. When they knock out your headache with an NSAID or narcotics, you still have cellular malfunction in the brain. When you use nitroglycerin for the heart angina pain, you still have heart disease. When you use an antacid for the bloating in your stomach, you still have stomach problems. When you use a skin, onychodical skin cream on your skin, you still have toxins coming out through the skin. It hasn't stopped. So there's your illusion. Now, here's a perfect position, is you use a symptom response mechanism for comfort, and you try to use non-toxic, non-invasive, such as I use in a headache, I'll use white willow bark, I use feverfew, I use ginkgo biloba, the vasodilator. If that doesn't work, I get them hydrating on top of it, or I double the dose on a white willow, okay? And I find a combination of even maybe a homeopathic to knock out the pain. But in the meantime, I'm working on the cervical region of subluxation. I'm working on the hydration problem. I'm working on maybe a stress factor, a vasoconstriction. There might be toxins in the brain. I need to have chelation done. So you get to the root at the same time you deal with the symptom response mechanisms. You get to the root at the same time. So you need to detoxify. You need to oxygenate. You need to get water in you. These are basics. You need to get nutrition in you. You need to get circulation to the site. If you're stagnant, you can't move the fluids, and your lymphatics are not pumping, you're going to have stagnant factors of a stagnant swamp in the area, and there's your mosquitoes and flies. There's your algae. There's your fungus that will come into a tissue that's non-circulatory. Your infectious agents. Your immune system need to be built. Those are basic components of every disease known to man, those nine pillars. Detoxification, deacidification, meaning pH, heavy metal chelation, circulation, oxygenation, hydration, vibration, getting energy fields to the cell, exercise. There's a lot of vibrational devices that are powerful out there. Rife units. I use a molecular enhancer where you put your foot on a glass plate, no-build gas technology where you put it up against the sternum, and it sends microcurrents to the whole body, and it jump-starts the cells, kicks them again, gets them going again, high frequency. Far infrared technology, powerful for cleansing the body. The far infrared technology is inside out, not outside in, and I use this for cancer. Cancer tumors are not porous. They don't sweat. They're very dense, like scar tissue. The body's porous. The heat sucks into the tumors. They can't release the heat. They heat up to about 115. The rest of the body is profusely sweating, keeps the core temperature to about 102, 103. You'll run a slight fever. But you want to run a fever because you feel the body. The body thinks you have the flu. What is the body doing? You think you got the flu, you got a fever at 103 degrees. It kicks in your immune system, your white blood cells. So you feel it, so it starts kicking in that white blood cell count, and then the blood picks it up and carries it to pathogens or to cancer cells, eventually then migrate. At the same time, the tumors are heated. You're heating with heat, and then the immune system is stimulated, and you're detoxifying. You're getting rid of the carcinogens and metals and acids from the body at the same time.
In your practice, have you noticed a correlation between where these symptoms show up and personality?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, that's excellent. I'm glad you mentioned that. There's an emotional component to cell process. And anger is in the liver. Okay? You've got kidney holding with factors of fear. Fear is kidney related, and then your anger is liver. So you'll notice a lot of people with cirrhosis or HIP, it was this anger that they've held on to since birth. It's usually mother, father issues, siblings that they haven't released. I call it emotional constipation. When you hang on to it and you don't release it, it affects the physical body. Spiritual toxins, that's why Christ is necessary. Spiritual toxins are sin. You can't release it any other way. The blood of Christ washes. So there's a washing of the spirit, there's a washing of the emotions of releasing the toxic emotions and allowing the physical body to let it go and to heal. And then you have your physical elimination. So the first factor that cannot be worked around, it's a necessity, is cleansing of the spirit, cleansing of the emotions of the soul, and the cleansing of the physical temple, body. And then you can move forward.
Do you recommend fasting?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I don't like to do the water fast for longevity. It's good for 1 or 2 days because of nutritional deficiencies. And if someone's hypoglycemic and blood sugar problems, it's pretty harsh. I like the vegetable juice fast. And doing lemon water and even the cayenne pepper and using the maple syrup and molasses. The good old master cleanse. Anybody know what the master cleanse is? Spiked lemonade. cayenne pepper, hot as you can get. 180,000 heat units, the bird's eye cayenne. And it just keeps up the whole body, but it kicks your pH up, it cleans up all your whole body. Cayenne's excellent. You know, there's a lot of people that love hot things. Put cayenne on a lot of your food. Excellent. For cleansing the blood, too.
Somebody up there was asking about heart or red blood. I didn't hear that well. What you're talking about, but maybe it's
talking about electrolyte problem? Heart pumps on electricity, electrolytes, calcium, and caffeine. Yeah, now that's a good point, because now this is proving, remember what I said, there is no magic bullet. It's multifaceted. Now there's where your art comes into play. You have to rule out, is it electrolytes? Is it toxic? Is it heavy metal problems? Is it lack of cofactors, of vitamins, of severe scurvy deficiencies, vitamin D? Is it because of stimulants you're taking? Is it the diet pills you're on? I mean, there's so many factors, and that's what a practitioner would do, is I play process elimination. And then once I get them cleaned up and I do the diagnostics, you know, the quantum bodies can read your mail. So I will know 55 panels of information, and then I cross-reference them, and then I design these phases off of the deficiencies or off the imbalances. Instead of playing guessing games, I use the quantum for that. Quantum steel, it's called. High-tech body scanner. Any other questions? Water Oz, yes. And that's another microcluster. Willow's water is Water Oz. And there's a lot of good, you know, machines out there to microcluster the water. So just make sure you get one that filters the fluoride. You don't want a microcluster fluoride. You know, it's not good for you. And getting back to cancer,
get the filters
and
plan for a
long. Yeah, and I have information on that. You don't call me. I kind of lose it with the best devices. Yeah, I mean, I'm a stickler when it comes to product efficacy. So I know where the best saunas are. I know where the best water machines, the best vitamins, the best enzymes, the best protein. That's all I do, is I search for the top quality, and then I eliminate the one that I have. If I find some better, I'll bring it in and discard. And then I'll allow them to choose based on price. But most of the good products, again, are liquids, sublingual, transdermal, or rectal suppository, because they get into the blood right away. You don't want to be taking pills and capsules, especially with binders and fillers. With cancer, what's interesting is you can use heat, you can heat tumors to death, you can wave, you can choke the blood supply, you can change the pH to more alkaline. Tumors stop growing at 7.2. They can't grow. Shut them down. You can build the immune system with transfer factors. Colostrum, the first milk of cattle, is the best way of getting transfer factors for your immunity for strength. And the first milk of the colostrum of cattle is interesting. Is the factors that build the calf in the barn that's exposed to dust and all the dirt. So the first milk is actually building that immunity. They found that it's transfer factors that are in it. They've extracted it and processed it, and they put it in pill form. So I use those along with beta-1,3-glucan for the immunity. I use the Rife technology for sound, and then the far infrared units for heat, and then choking the blood cells, DISCO. It's called mistletoe. You lay it under your tongue, and it chokes the vascular system. All tumors grow their own blood supply. It's like an umbilical cord, and they siphon in sugar. Sugar is the only thing that feeds tumors, and yet that's not even taught in med school. As simple as that is, they don't even know. Sugar feeds tumors. It's the only thing that feeds it. And yet they tell you to eat anything you want to as long as you get calories in. And so they feed the tumors, drug cut, burn, poison tumors, feed them back again, drug cut, burn, poison tumors. Now you understand what the system's all about. There is no training in cancer etiology in any of the cancer institutes. Do you know that none of these oncologists know anything about cancer? None of them. All they are is tumor removal specialists. And they should be honest and say, look, I drug cut burn poison tumors next, and I'm going to drug cut burn poison tumors next. I'm going to wait till they pop again, and I'm going to drug cut burn poison tumors next. If they were cancer doctors, they would be cleaning you up if you had cancer, if they knew what they were doing. They would be working on your pH. They would be building your immune system, not destroying it with mustard gas. They would be dealing with nutritional deficiencies. They would be increasing circulation to the tumor site. They would be getting your lymphatics moving. They would be dealing with factors of choking blood supply, using sound, using heat to target the tumor without destroying your whole body with mustard gas and radiation. That is a real cancer doctor. None of them will do it. Absolutely none. With anything. when it comes to the process. And prove my point. What do we do to remove toxins? That's the first bullet of cancer. Nothing. What do we do to change the pH from acid to alkaline? They make you more acidic with your chemo and drugs. Through nutritional deficiencies, they'll rob more nutrition with their chemo and radiation, so they destroy your immune system and destroy your nutritional status. Four, what are they doing to build your immunity? Nothing but destroying it with your spleen and your bone marrow and your thymus gland with the chemo and mustard gas to reduce and radiation. Five, increasing circulation, don't even talk about it. Six, watching your diet, don't even talk about it. Nothing is taught in cancer etiology. They're drug, cut, burn, poison, tumor specialists. Next. They should be honest. At least they're looking. I know I look like a cancer doctor. I know I've been to Harvard, but I got to be honest. I have no training in cancer. I know nothing about it other than genetics, viral induced, and hormonally related. That's all I know. And be honest. You're going to have to find a cancer doctor. You're going to have to find a real doctor that's going to treat your cancer, because I'm going to treat your symptom, the cocoon, the bubble. And I'm going to wait till it pops back up once I give you your chemo. And if you live through that second one, I'm going to drug cut, burn, poison it again. And that should be the dialogue. Just to at least give you a chance to look for someone else that's going to go outside of tumor removal strategies. And that dialogue should be with the MDs too. I'm going to drug cut, burn, poison your headache. Then I'm going to leave the poison in you. I'm going to leave your cellular malfunction disorder in the body. I'm not going to address it. I'm just going to snip the wire and I'm going to make you feel better. Because I'm a symptomologist. I'm not a doctor, I'm a symptomologist.
I'll actually have to look at the keys in the wrong room.
But they do with symptoms, so there should be called symptomologists. Now, a doctor, the true dictionary reference of a doctor is a teacher. Well, what are they teaching you? How to take a script to the pharmacy? What are they teaching you? It's amazing. I mean, a healer, a physician's a healer.
Yes.
Now, let's look at what they have for healing. Chemo, radiation, cutting your body parts out in pharmaceuticals. So it's a hypocritic oath, not hypocratic. It's a hypocritic oath. Because the first thing they do is harm. When they sign off, it's first thing they want. And I know we can go on probably for another 2 weeks. Yeah, 972 is my direct number, 670-6778. 972-670-6778. And anybody that you know that has serious illness, I do private consults to, and then I guide them in the right direction. But every disease label is the same stuff going on. It's usually it's pH problems, circulation problems, toxin problems, heavy metal problems, vaccine contaminant problems, infectious agents problems, and vibrational flows of the cell. And you can actually pinpoint that to every single cellular malfunction in the body. And once you fix that, it doesn't matter where it's at, the blood liver connects to it. It doesn't matter where the label is. If you address those nine pillars, then the self-healing doctor kicks in. Okay, let's wrap it up so we can get some dinner. Thank you so much for coming and listening to this radical message. Yeah, oh, absolutely.